The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce. Warehouse man Chuck Forbes unloads freight cars. Big job. And this makes it tougher. He needs bromoquinine.
Bromoquinine.
Bromoquinine speeds relief all over your body. All the way relief for discomfort of a cold.
Bromoquinine.
Yes, bromoquinine speeds relief for cold miseries all over your body. Only bromoquinine has 7 fast-acting medicines to help fight stuffy nose and all those cold miseries. Get all the way relief with bromoquinine.
Good morning, my love.
Oh, good morning, dear.
Say, by the way, there's something I've been meaning to ask you.
Yes, what? Betsy! Honestly, I'm surprised Aunt Effie isn't down. She's usually the first one up.
I think she's helping Betsy look over her wardrobe.
Oh, I see. What are you going to ask me, dear?
Yeah, I thought we had a baby a few months ago. What ever happened to it? It was a boy, wasn't it?
Oh, honey.
Well, no kidding. In my own son, I don't even see him anymore. He's still asleep by the time I go in the morning. Seems to be still sleeping when I get home. I mean, am I going to get acquainted with him before he wants money to go away to college?
Dear Bobby changes his schedule until I'm nearly crazy. Betsy was never this way. I put her on a schedule and she'd stick to it, but not Bobby. Now, just before Christmas, I think it was. You know how I'd bring him down for breakfast?
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. I used to see the
guy. Well, now he wants his bottle at 7, not 8 o'clock. So after I give it to him, he promptly goes to sleep again. Then he stays awake most of the day. And he goes to sleep by the time you come home again.
Has he changed very much in looks? What does he look like now?
Oh, now stop it.
Well, he's my son. I'd like to see something of him.
Well, dear, he does seem to have settled down to a certain schedule, and I'm just beginning to get organized around
it. Oh, schedule my eye. Wake him up and bring him down to breakfast.
Oh, honey, it will throw his whole day all off. Besides, I called the doctor, and even the books say do not abruptly change.
Look, the heck with the doctor and all the millions of books. Back in the good old days, children adjusted to their parents, not the other way around. And I want breakfast with both my children. Now, go wake that kid up and tell him to crawl down here and have breakfast with his poor loving old father.
Delmonte, Delmonte, pineapple grapefruit juice, please. Delmonte tastes just the way I would mix fresh pineapple and grapefruit juice if I could, but maybe I couldn't, because Del Monte is the only one I know who gets it just right.
Everyone enjoys Del Monte pineapple grapefruit drink and the other Del Monte juice drinks.
Well, good morning, Aunt Effie. It's about time you two came down.
Where's Mommy?
Mommy's upstairs getting Bobby.
Well, I don't believe the baby's awake.
Yeah, well, she's waking him. I want him down here for breakfast.
Waking him?
Yeah.
Well, he'll throw his whole day off schedule and ours, too.
Is this my aunt's too?
Yeah, I guess. Now, look, Aunt Effie, this schedule business is just a lot of nonsense.
What?
Don't you also think it's important for a father to see his son once in a while?
Well, of course.
Yeah, well, all right. Every time I'm home, morning and night, that kid is sleeping.
Oh,
and...
Oh, look, he's so sleepy.
Well, hello there, boy. You remember me? I'm your daddy. How old is he now?
Oh, honey, stop.
No, I'm not kidding. I really can't keep track.
Well, if you don't remember your own son's birthday, I'm not going to tell you. Betsy, I want you to eat some cereal, too. I'll fix a dish for Bobby. Here, Daddy. You want him? You can hold him.
All right, I'll be delighted to. There we are. Well, he was born in July. I know that.
July?
Don't tell him, Aunt Effie. I think it's terrible he doesn't remember.
Well, I do remember. I mean, 23rd. Well, all right, don't look at me that way. My God.
I'm ashamed of you, really, I am.
Oh, it is so typical of men. You ask them how old their children are, and they never know exactly. They'll say, Oh, I guess my daughter's 9 or 10.
Yes. Look, I asked the guy the other day how many kids he had, and he said, oh, 2 or 3. And I said, 2 or 3? I said, don't you know?
Well, what the world did he mean?
Well, he felt kind of sheepish after. He said, well, it seems that he's got one on the way, you know, and that's what he meant.
Oh, I see. That's very funny.
Going
yes.
to all
yeah,
that.
2 or 3.
Yeah.
Very funny.
22nd.
Huh?
July 22nd, right?
Right.
Right.
Yeah. You want to feed Bobby? Let me get a bib on him here.
Oh, honey, I don't have time. I mean, I can feed him, but I just
well,
don't...
Dear, you wanted him down here, and frankly, it's much easier for me to wait until you're all gone to feed and bathe him, but you wanted him down here.
I suppose you'd like to feed him. You never get a chance.
Well, all right, all right.
Daddy, do you remember when my birthday is?
Oh, I do indeed. August 1st. How could I forget that, huh?
Well, you did forget it.
Never.
Yes, you did. Mommy went to the hospital to get him. You and Mommy both forgot you promised me a birthday party.
No,
we didn't really forget, dear.
Yes, you did.
No. You had a birthday party.
Yes, but you just remembered it at the last minute.
But we invited everybody you wanted to invite, Betsy, and they all came. You had a lovely party.
Yes, but you didn't forget it.
Well, now, Betsy, they did remember it.
Yes, but they forgot it before they remembered it.
Something she'll never forget, I guess.
Now, look here, Betsy, the truth is we didn't really forget. We just pretended to forget, see, because we wanted it to be a big surprise to you, see?
That's right, honey. We were planning a surprise.
How could it be a surprise when I'd been planning it for ages? We talked about it, Mommy.
Well, let's drop the subject now. Daddy's got to feed Bobby and get to work, and you got to eat your cereal and get to work.
Oh, Mommy, you said get to work.
And then get to school. Now, get to school. Now, oh, you look so pretty this morning, Betsy. Did Aunt Effie fix the ribbon in your hair?
Yes, doesn't she look lovely?
Yes.
Bobby can't wear hair ribbons. Look pretty when he grows up, can he?
No, my, no. Boys don't wear hair ribbons.
Do we still have a little J-E-A-L-O-U-S-Y?
Yeah, I thought it was gone, but... apparently not.
What did Aunt Effie say?
Oh, she wanted to know if we still had some marmalade, but I said I thought it was gone.
Why did she sell it?
Now, look here, you eat your breakfast, young lady. And if I'm going to feed him, where the heck is the food?
Right here, it's cereal. I'm just cooling it a little.
Oh.
There. It's all right now. Be careful. He still doesn't like to eat with a spoon, dear. So, best way to do it is just put a little in the spoon. And
I know how to do it, she says. Don't I, son, huh? How about?
Well, dear, put a little on the spoon for
him. Yeah, please.
Just a little,
I know how to feed him. I used to feed Betsy.
Yes, I know, but Betsy was different.
Well, all right. Look at that. He's eating it all right.
Oh, honey, here, take the napkin.
You can see yourself.
Here, let me take him, dear. You go change your tie. You better change your shirt, too.
I will feed this child. By golly, he's not going to get the best of me. It's time he learned who's the boss around here. All right. All right, you. Come on. Oh. Open your mouth.
Well, you won't get anywhere yelling at him. Loud noises always upset the baby. There, you see?
Let me have him, dear.
Stay away, please. All right, Mr. Robert Piper. Now, come on, open your mouth.
He doesn't understand English yet, Dad.
You just eat your breakfast. Now, come on, Bobby, come on. Emma, turn around here. Robert!
If I were you...
Aunt Effie, Aunt, let's just stay out of it.
Let him handle it. Get your face around.
He's going to come out again, Dad.
Oh, no, he's not. All right, there you are. You got it. Now, you keep that in your mouth, young man. Just keep it in there. You see? He recognizes the voice of authority.
Why? Go it before a fall.
Oh, yeah? Well, you notice he's eating it. How's that, huh? Good, isn't it? Isn't that good? You betcha it is. There. He swallowed it, see? I want you all to notice.
Yes, he did. Much to my amazement.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Just what I said. The trouble with you is you coaxed him. That's not the way to do it. You got to show him who's the boss.
I see.
You do. I mean, it's simple. A child recognizes authority.
Uh-huh.
As soon as he sees that you mean it.
Uh-huh.
Now what? Now, come on. Another spoonful.
Just take a little on the spoon.
Yeah, just let me
just
do it, will you?
Honey,
would you please?
Uh-huh.
Now, another spoonful. That's the boy. There, you see that?
Cereal all over your pants. Betsy, now stop laughing. Yeah. Eat your breakfast. Eat your breakfast. Here, let me take him. Here, you go stay.
You take him. Look at me. Look at my child.
Oh, honey.
Give
him a
little kiss.
Yes, Daddy.
Oh, everything. Oh.
Oh.
When someone in your house is sick with a contagious illness, naturally you want to help protect the rest of the family. Well, first, of course, see that everyone gets the proper rest and diet, avoids chilling and fatigue. But as a special safeguard, disinfect the sick room regularly with Lysol. Lysol destroys disease germs and many deadly viruses on contact. Use Lysol brand disinfectant when you clean anything the patient touches. Get Lysol today, either regular or the new pine scent.
Bobby, honestly, 2 o'clock in the morning. Oh, yeah, come on. Let Mommy, come on. Come to Mommy. Come to Mommy. Come to Mommy.
Now, let me walk the floor with him for a while. You cannot stay up all night.
Oh, there. No, no, Aunt Effie, you go on back to
bed.
Well,
I can't sleep anyway, so might as well get a breather. Here, give him to me. Would you try giving him a bottle?
Yes, he doesn't want anything. He's not hungry. Good.
Oh, my God. No. What is going on here, anyhow? 2 o'clock in the morning. What's the matter with him?
There is nothing the matter with him. He was doing perfectly all right till you insisted on upsetting his schedule this morning and waking him up for breakfast.
Why should that upset his schedule?
Well, it did. He was off all day. He didn't eat at the same time he always does, and he slept all day practically, which he never does. Well,
why should waking him up 2 hours earlier in the morning throw him off schedule for the whole day?
Well, I don't know. He's like his father, I guess. Gets in the habit of doing things and hates to change.
Well, look at him. See, there, he's all right.
Of course he's all right. He's wide awake. He doesn't want to go to sleep. He wants to play.
Oh, boy. You're Dickens, aren't you? Now, look here, young man. This is nighttime. This is when people sleep. You understand? Huh? You understand? All right, now put him back in his crib.
He'll start yowling, dear. That's one thing you've got to understand. It is not his fault. You simply cannot arbitrarily change a baby's schedule. I mean, it's all very well to want to show him who's boss.
Put him back in his bed.
He will cry. Get back.
Well, I'm going back to bed and let the head of the family handle a situation.
Yes, I think I will too. Here, come on, come to Mommy. Come on, let's go. Daddy's going to take you. Here, take him.
Wait a minute. What'll I do with him?
Entertain him, dear. He wants to play. You get down on the floor with him. There's some rattles and those little bells and the toy piano he just loves. Here, see? And the squeaky dog. Well, dear, you wanted to see more of him. There's your chance. Have a nice time.
Well, I'll tell you something, young man. Tomorrow, you're going back on schedule. Oh, my gosh. Aren't you sleepy at all? Oh, golly.
No oily aftertaste, no oily aftertaste. Now there's a margarine.
Good, that's the margarine.
With no oily aftertaste.
Today's good luck is a light margarine, light in flavor, light on your tongue, just like the high-priced spread. Lever Brothers has world rights to the process that makes good luck different from other margarines. It's light, guaranteed to leave no oily aftertaste or your money back.
No oily aftertaste. Good luck.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunn, with Francie Myers, Margaret Hamilton, and Madeline Pierce, and is produced by Walter Hart.
This was an original old radio broadcast presented by Radio of Yesteryear. Carol Hart, thank you.